keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, but Grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat.
I went to Egypt. I wasn't gonna be Egypt. I searched through all the rooms and the Sphinx and in the tombs, and I heard some rock and roll. Guess what I did? Behold, I saw
King Tut rocking
with
a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rocking with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rocking with a Cleopatra while Sphinx was a beating time.
Tut was screaming to me, honey, sugar daddy is my name. Crazy Elvis neck, I made him really look insane.
Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra while the things was being done.
He threw away his carrier, it had a new design. He hopped into his caddy, he was doing 99, yeah.
Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra while the things was beating time.
He put on a crazy record of Nicky Disc and how he said, this one's wild, honey child, let's get rockin' now.
Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra. Saw King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra while the things was beating time.
Let's rock and feel, let's put on a show. Don't play possum, apple blossom, I wanna see you go. It's all
King Tut rockin' with a Cleopatra.
From 1958 on the Crosstown label, an oddball group called the Socialites. And my name is Lou Rallo, and that was called King Tut Rock. We're going to go to a New York label now, the Fury label, March 1957. The song is called Honey, Honey. And this is Louis Lyman and the Teen Chord.
You don't know, honey, honey.
Honey, 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 honey.
Like a piece of gold, hard to get, hard to hold. I got to come on, baby, you know I love you so. I'll never, 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 no, I'll never let you go. So come on over here and I'll hold me tight. And every little thing going to be alright, well.
Oh, yeah. We heard Louie Lyman and the Teen Chords on Fury. By the way, that's Frankie Lyman's little brother. March 1957 is when that record came out, and that was called Honey, Honey. Then out of Chicago, the Dells, the Great Dells, sometimes known as the Mighty Dells. On VJ Records from July of 1956, the Dells gave us one of their many, many great records. That was called JoJo. Then right after that, which I think is sort of an answer record, although it came out 4 years later, on Donna Records in California, the group was called the Galahads. They were a West Coast group. I think they were from actually from Washington, D.C., if I recall right. JoJo the Big Wheel by the Galahads. On Donna Records, February 1960, and it came out again in 1 month later on Delphi. I guess it. Reason for that sometimes is that when a record begins to sell real well, the same company, and it really was the same company, just repressed them up. They chose a different label, though, Delphi, and they added the lead's name on Delphi as Jimmy Pipkin and the Galahads. That's enough talking, Lou. Let's play some more music, huh? Okay, let's. The Flamingos had a really, one of their many, many records on End. I guess it was maybe 1959, a tune called I Was Such a Fool, but probably in the early 60s, or not too long after 1959, this group called the Chimes, I am not sure which group of Chimes this is, because there were several, an East Coast group, though I can tell you that, did this unreleased, probably a demo, and they do a version of I Was Such a Fool, the Flamingos' old song. So let's give a listen to how the Chimes did it. A cappella, right here on the Big Beat Show.
There you go. I was such a fool to fall in love with you. I was such a fool to think you loved me. Suddenly, something happened. Your love flickered and died, but mine kept right on burning, then burst into a touch impossible to hide. I was such a fool that you are mine. Here's to your new love. Let's drink a toast of sparkling wine. You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you. I was such a fool to fall in love with you. You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you. With you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do was such a fool to fall in love with you. I was such a fool to think you loved me too. Then suddenly something happened. Your love flickered and died, but mine kept right on burning. Then burst into a torch, impossible to hide. I was such a fool to think that you were mine. Here's to your new love. Let's drink a toast of sparkling wine. You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you. I was such a fool to fall in love with you.
You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you.
I was such a fool to fall in love with you.
Yeah, there you go. That is actually the Flamingos' version of the song, as I kind of told you about. I didn't predict I was going to play it, but a little surprise. The Flamingos on End Records, recorded October 20th, 1959, and issued in the next month. Yep, the Flamingos with I Was Such a Fool, and just ahead of that, The Chimes, don't know who they were or where they're from, an a cappella demo of some sort, unreleased, and that was their version of I Was Such a Fool. And let's see, I got a three-record set coming up for you right now. First, we'll hear The Mighty Jupiter, something, another thing, unreleased, probably about 1958. This, if it is the same Mighty Jupiter, they did have one record on the Warner label, and I cannot tell from listening if it's them or not. We're going to hear a tune from them called It Takes Two to Fall in Love. And then right after that, an unreleased Chicago record by a group called the Condors. Now, there was another group called the Condors. I doubt very much this is them. This is a Chicago group. Another unreleased piece of vocal group harmony beauty called Meet Me Halfway. So, what do you say we get started? Here's the Mighty Jupiters, and It Takes Two to Fall in Love.
When to our wedding, just the other day, and this lovely what the preacher said, it takes two to fall. Thank you.
you want me back again. Though I'll always love you, come what may.
This time, you have to meet me halfway.
That 50s romantic ballad, actually it's early 60s romantic ballad with a long fade out, again on the Donna label from June 1961. We just heard Valentino and the Lovers and One Teardrop Too Late. Valentino is actually an old guy who's seen a lot of groups out in the West Coast, a guy named Bobby Ralph. And the Lovers were, I guess they were just a part of his posse. Ooh. I'm sorry, I thought I was playing modern music. Some guys that he used to sing with, the Lovers. Bobby Ralph as Valentino and the Lovers with One Teardrop Too Late on Donna Records 1961. And a soulish record, obviously, out of Chicago, so we've got to say that's a early to mid, well, we'll say 60s. I'll give myself a whole decade of variation there. The Condors with Meet Me Halfway, and it was the Mighty Jupiters singing a song, an unreleased recording, probably about 1958, 9 maybe, maybe even a little bit later. It Takes Two to Fall in Love.
I talk to my echo.
I love you.
Dum-bums, dum-bums. giant phone not care, the word of the Lord. And then the finger phone jumped to the hand phone, and the hand phone jumped to the wrist phone, and the wrist phone jumped to the arm phone, and the arm phone jumped to the left phone, and the elbow phone jumped to the shoulder phone, and the shoulder phone jumped to the collar phone, and the collar phone jumped to the neck phone, and the neck phone jumped to the jaw phone, and the jaw phone jumped to the head phone, and the head phone jumped to the skull phone. Not there, the word of the Lord, many dum 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 dum.
Played you a couple of very interesting pieces, I think. Let's go back to the first one first. I believe it's the Bell Tones on Hull Records, another New York label. 1950s. It was 57 is when it was issued. It was recorded in August of the previous year in New York. The Bell Tones with I Talk to My Echo. I believe that's the first example of a rock and roll group that used an electronic effect in it. I may be wrong, but there were other records before that, but not what you would consider a rock and roll record, and that was, in 1957, a rock and roll record. Just Now, by a very prolific group from Newark, New Jersey, the Coleman Brothers, probably recorded in January of 1948 and issued in 1949 on their own label, the Coleman label, their version of Dry Bones. And we heard Lander Coleman, the late Lander Coleman now, I met him and had him do that little promo for my show. What an amazing group were the Coleman Brothers, and they were, you know, gospel singers in Newark, and they looked around and saw that other people were making a lot of money with selling records, so after they were recording on Manor Records, they started their own label, the Coleman label, and put out a lot of nice things, and they actually, then they bought a hotel in Newark and had their own hotel, one of the first black-owned hotels, certainly in Newark, and one of the early black-owned record companies also. The Coleman Brothers really made a lot of great records. Incidentally, there's a new CD out, new as of the time of the taping of this program, called The Coleman Brothers. Probably get it in one of those catalogs someplace. It's on the Acrobat label, and it is called The Coleman Brothers, and there are 29 cuts by that great, great group out of Newark, New Jersey, my hometown. That's where I was born. Now let's go to, most of you probably know the song called Peanuts by Little Joe and the Thrillers on the OK label, Philadelphia group. And that came out in 1959-ish, maybe 58 near the end. The next record they did was called The Echoes Keep Calling Me, but the company didn't put on the record the correct name of the outfit, Little Joe and the Thrillers. Since they probably assumed that Little Joe would someday go out on his own, they credited the record as Little Joe the Thriller. Now that would confuse a lot of people because it certainly sounds the same, and people would go out and buy the record anyway. So let's give a listen to it. What do you say? On OK, 1959, Little Joe the Thriller, but it really is the group, the Thrillers, and the Echoes Keep Calling Me.
Didn't go there to stay. I met my mommy Pete. So young and gay.
Young and gay.
Little honey bunch.
Honey bunch.
So young and gay.
Young and gay.
I've got a hunch
that you be mine someday.
Honey,
honey, honey,
honey,
honey
bunch. I go for you.
Go for you.
Little honey bunch.
Honey bunch.
I go for you.
Go for you.
I got a hunch
that you go for me too.
You load it down with loveliness that almost weighs a ton. You sugar and spice and everything nice.
All bunched up into one.
What?
Honey, honey,
honey, honey,
honey bunch, you gorgeous thing,
gorgeous thing,
little honey bunch,
honey bunch,
you gorgeous thing,
gorgeous thing.
I've got a hunch
that wedding bell will ring.
I'm gonna get you by and by.
Honey, 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 honey,
honey,
honey bun,
so fancy free,
fancy free,
little honey bun,
honey bun,
so fancy free,
fancy free.
I've got a hunch
that you wind up with me. Honey, 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 honey bun.
Girl, I had to fall in love with you. You never smile, you never laugh, you never say, dear, let's make romance. Out of a million girls, I had to fall in love with you. My heart is sad because of you. What can I say, dear? What can I do?
Incredible performance with a great, great sweet ending right there. That song is called Out of a Million Girls, and most people think that was recorded and issued by the Creators, but it isn't. Although that is probably the Creators backing up the artist George Davis. That's how it originally came out on Philips Records in 1962, maybe 1963, but more likely 1962. It's George Davis, backed up by the Creators, Out of a Million Girls, and it was also done a couple years later by the J-Nels, really nice version by that group too. It was the Dewdroppers on a groove That's a subsidiary of RCA on an EP, an extended play 45 only. And that's Groove EP number EGA-2 from 1955. We heard Honey Bunch, and it was The Echoes Keep Calling Me by Little Joe the Thriller. You know, as I was listening to that, I realized that's not the same group that did Peanuts. That's a female group backing him up on OK. Might even include some of his daughters and his wife who did sing with him. I know they sang with him later on. That may be them and maybe just a studio group. But Little Joe the Thriller and some girls backing him up there with Echoes Keep Calling Me. Now it's time to go to the Apollo tapes. I have in my possession some of the outtakes of many things that were recorded in the studio for the Apollo label. I have stuff from Parrot, Fire, and Fury labels. I think maybe a few others. I'm not sure. One of the groups that certainly has the most impact on rhythm and blues was the Larks, Gene Mumford and the Larks. They did one with Tar Heel Slim singing lead on it. He was a member of the group at the time, blues singer Tar Heel Slim. Alan Bunn was his real name. And a real bluesy song called Eyesight to the Blind. We are now going to listen to Take One in the studio. We're going to go right into the studio in New York City in the Apollo, not the Apollo Theater, but the Apollo Recording Studio. And we will listen to them talking about and working on this song. This is Take One. I have actually, let's see, I have four takes of this myself. I'm not sure which one was issued. Probably, well, one of them certainly was, if not another one. But we'll listen to Take One right now, okay? And it's 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. So let's hear what it was like in the studio in New York City in early 19, maybe 51 or 52. Here they are. Let's go. Quiet. Lovely. Step in. We don't want them to know we're here, okay?
You know what?
What's good? What number you want to do this? Take one.
Talk about your woman. I wish to God you could see mine.
Do
you can talk about your woman?
Do.
I wish to God you could see mine.
Do.
Every time that little girl starts loving, she brings eyesight to the blind. Daddy must be a millionaire.
Yeah.
I can tell by the way she walks.
Yeah.
Every time she starts loving, the deep and dumb begin to talk. Whoa, for the woman. And the whole world knows she's mine. Every time that woman starts loving, she brings eyesight to the blind. Last Friday morning,
yeah.
Lying down upon the bed,
yeah.
And next door was dying, stopped dying, lift up his head. Oh, what a woman. Boys, I declare she's fine. Every time that little girl starts loving, she brings eyesight to the blind.
Get it,
now,
get it.
Yeah. Oh, you wise ones, come around and have one of these. She's pretty, and the whole state knows she's fine. Thank you.
Okay, I want to get this extra cut in for you right now. So let's see, I got to go to cut number. If I'm not right, this is actually from a 78 that I have at home. If I got the right one on here, yeah, this is called "Those Magic Words" by Ann Nichols and the Bluebirds on the Sittin' In With label from 1950.
I love you. When you said those magic words, I love you, I could see
about old. That was pretty old, huh? How about that one? Yeah, that was Ann Nichols and the Bluebirds on an old 78 on the Sittin' In With label, their second of two on that label from 1950 on a 78 RPM right now on a CD, and that was called Those Magic Words. I'm going to take it out now with a transcription by the Deep River Boys on the Associated Program Service. From April 9th, 1946, we're going to listen to the Deep River Boys and something called Hurry Home. Thanks for listening. May harmony be with you until next time we meet. And good night.
I had to call you on the phone. made an awfully big mistake.